Welcome back to the download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the first season of John Glazer Loves Gear is up on True TV. The show follows comedian John Glazer as he uses cutting-edge gear for camping, cycling, baseball, or surfing. The only problem with the faux reality show is that Glazer's personal problems keep getting in the way. It's the latest project for John Glazer, who was a longtime writer for Conan O'Brien, as well as the star of the Adult Swim show Delocated, and a writer on Inside Amy Schumer. Glazer was born in Chicago. He cut his teeth on stage at Second City as part of the 1995 main stage show Pinata Full of Bees, alongside Adam McKay, Scott Adsit, and Rachel Dratch, just to name a few. Still considered to be one of the best shows to have ever been produced up at North and Wells. One of my favorites, John Glazer, joins us now. John, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks very much for having me, although right off the bat, just so my hometown people don't get upset, I was born in Detroit.
You were born in Detroit, really?
I've seen that on IMDb, and I don't care, it's fine, but I know I've seen on IMDb, born in Chicago, and it's like...
It said born in Chicago, raised in Michigan, yeah, so, all right.
It's so weird, it's the opposite. I moved to Chicago after college, and I was born in Michigan, went to school in Michigan, and then moved to Chicago after. You wouldn't know, I'm very Midwest. When I talk, I sound Chicago. Because even when we're editing the show right now, there's a lot of stuff. Anytime I feel like my dad... A lot of heavy Midwest going on.
Well, let's talk about the show, John Glazer Loves Gear. You know, this is a great show, and I really got sucked into it because it really is sort of a, you know, just like we see on some of the Discovery Channel and other places, this idea of, hey, you know, gear, we're building a motorcycle. But it also is the secondary line, which is hilarious, is you dealing with your personal life and your relationship with your wife and others around you. Talk about where this idea came from.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny you say Discovery Channel, because even when I originally had the idea, and when I first came up with it, it was even a smaller idea that I thought could potentially exist in a larger show, whether that be a sketch show or a variety show or whatever. I thought maybe I could do like this kind of gear segment, because it does come from this genuine place of, you know, earnestly loving gear, and gear has a very loose definition. But I, when the show, even when the idea became a bigger idea and became more of a show, its own idea as a show, I thought maybe I would even consider pitching to like Discovery Channel, National Geographic, you know, non-comedy places, because the idea was a little more reality-based and a little more earnest and a little more about the gear, with also some comedy stuff and some content in there as well. And then the more we developed it, it became a more and more scripted, which I think to it's better. And we just ended up pitching to True TV, and they really, really responded to it. And here we are. So it just sort of grew over time and evolved from the pitch to even making the pilot and shooting the pilot and editing the pilot and writing the show. Every step it kept evolving to what the show is now.
You know, when I watch it, I mean, it's got that, I wouldn't say it's almost satirized or even parodies a show. But hearing you, I mean, you really set out to do something at first that was for your love of gear.
Yeah, I really wanted to just do something where I could kind of dive into that and just really do a show about the joy of stuff and the joy of whatever activity it is, whether it's outdoorsy or sports, athletic or none. I mean, we did an episode about dogs and dog gear. You know, there is a joy that every person has, whatever the activity is. I told a friend about the show when I was first pitching it and making it, and she said, oh my God, I love these Japanese pens I'm into right now. You know, the size of the case, and then the little cartridge and the way it slides into the pen and the carry case that it comes in. So you could really pick whatever activity you're into. It could be kitchen and, you know, cooking gear, and all the utensils you buy and all the stuff. And it's about the joy of the little details and just the design and the way you use it and every little definition of it. So, yeah, I was genuinely looking forward to that aspect of it. And I do in this, but I also now, you know, it's expanded to the more scripted stories and the tangents. And that's really fun also.
Well, I mean, you have done so much great stuff in New York City, whether it was, you know, writing for Conan O'Brien or Delocated or even your work with, you know, one-offs, even with Wonder Shows and Vernon, who you've reunited with. Talk about why you chose to go to New York as opposed to L.A. when you were done with your run at Second City.
Well, I got a job right out of Second City, and it was in New York, and that was the Dana Carvey show, and it was writing for that show, and it was something where I felt like I didn't ever think about being a writer at that time. It just was an opportunity that presented itself, and that particular writing job, I may not have said yes to every writing job that had come up at that time, or now even, but I just felt like, oh, I can't turn this one down. It felt too good, and it's the best thing I ever did. I mean, it's the greatest thing career-wise that happened to me, just to become a writer as well as an actor and have jobs like that come up. So it really came up. It wasn't so much a choice I made as much as a job took me there. And shortly there, after the show got canceled, I just decided to stay for a little bit and try it out, meaning New York. I tried to get a couple jobs there, meaning SNL and Conan. Didn't get them at first. Ended up moving to L.A. And then when I got the Conan job, moved back to New York, and then just decided to stay. Even after I left Conan, I just really liked it here and wanted to just try to stay here if I could. And even still to this day, I feel like maybe I'll move to L.A., maybe I'll have to move to L.A., should I move to L.A.? But every year I'm able to stay here, and at this point, you know, maybe I'm just here.
You know, I mentioned Vernon Chapman, who did Wonder Shows and you know, does the Art Collective work, but also you've been a presence at UCB at the theater in the early days of doing improvisation with alongside the Upright Citizens Brigade with Amy Poehler and Tina Fey and Horatio Sands. Talk about how that community, that Chicago community, kind of followed you and it became a place for you to be able to do the work that you did here in Chicago.
It sounds like I was the Pied Piper that led the way and they all followed me here. I mean, they didn't literally follow me. You know, it was more just they came after, of course. And it just became a thing where I think those UCB, that group, just decided to come here. And they came here first before they got their show. And I never talked to them about why they chose New York or if there was a reason they chose New York over L.A., but they did, and the community here, there was a lot of Chicago people on Conan when I got the job, certainly, you know, people like Andy Richter, Brian McCann, this guy Dino Stamatopoulos, he was before me, a guy named Tommy Blachuk, extremely funny guy, Ryan Stack. So there was a lot of Chicago people here, and then when UCB sort of took off, they obviously became this place that people wanted to do comedy at, and so it drew a lot of people here, both from Chicago and elsewhere, but you know, it's great here. Most people now are in LA, at least the people that I came up with. Everyone's kind of moved there, and it's a little strange, but, you know, I've just been able to stay here, and I still love it. I do sometimes feel like, oh, all my friends are there, at least meaning the people that I came up with in Chicago. And sometimes I really miss that. You know, I'll go on Facebook and I'll see, you know, oh, everyone got together with their kids and they're all playing football and, you know, that kind of stuff. Right. Even though we have plenty of friends here from comedy and also just from my kids' schools, you know, there are times where I feel like, oh, that's kind of too bad that I don't get to see a lot of these people on a regular basis. But there's still enough people like Miriam Tolan, who's in John Glazer Loves Gear.
Yeah, right.
You know, I've known her for years, and her husband, Brian Stack. I don't see Brian as much because he's working at Colbert and busy with that. But, you know, when we were together at Conan, it was really the best. And it's always great to get to see Chicago people and certainly work with them. And so there's still a few people here, but that's sometimes tough. What if I just started crying right now?
We'd give you breath.
The last 5 minutes of this interview should be real time crying while you just sit there on the phone silently and listen.
We're talking with John Glazer. He's the star of John Glazer Loves Gear, which is on True TV right now. And it wouldn't surprise me, John, because a lot of your work that you've done over the years, from Delocated to we even work on Conan, some of the sketches you did on Late Night with Conan, and also just the way that you've bounced from project to project. I've mentioned the Wonder Shows in a couple times. Love that show. You really have.
That show is great.
I mean, you have a knack for doing something a little bit off the beaten path. I mean, you have the jobs where you were, you know, you're writing for Amy Schumer or other kind of writing gigs. You show up on Girls as well. But you have found a knack or a community in New York that almost gives you the ability to do weird things.
Well, I think I've just been fortunate to, as far as staying in New York and doing shows here, you know, and it's a byproduct of just the environment, meaning there are places now like Adult Swim, which give a home to these sort of stranger, weirder, more creative and inventive ideas. And, you know, I was able to do that from New York, and I'm able to continue to do shows here. So as long as I'm able to do that, I'd stay in New York. I mean, I really love living here. So, you know, it's just a matter of if I'm able to continue doing that or not. And I'd like to think I can, but time will tell. But yeah, it's nice. There are still people like the group. They're called PFFR.
Yeah, right.
That's the production company. You know, that's Vernon Chapman, who you mentioned, and this guy John Lee. and this woman, Allison Levy, who comprised that group. And, you know, they're brilliantly funny people. They make their own shows. You know, they did Wonder Shows, and they did the show Xavier Renegade Angel and the Harshy Holler, all on Adult Swim, all the Wonder Shows and on MTV, too. But they're brilliantly funny people and, you know, very, very talented. You know, Vernon writes for South Park. He wrote on Louie. He does a lot of stuff. John Lee directed the latest Pee-wee movie that was on Netflix. Mm. So they're me and John and Vernon do all the writing together. You know, I hired them when I did Delocated. I had to hire a production company to help with the production side of it, more the logistical side, but they had just started doing that, and it was an easy decision for me because I know them and we have similar sensibilities, and it was a great match, and they've done every show that I've done. So it's really me and John and Vernon, and to a lesser extent Allison, doing all the writing together, and we've been able to do these three shows together. And you know, we mostly stay in New York. I know Vernon goes to LA for South Park, but so we've been able to kind of make it work, and hopefully we'll just continue to do so.
And doing the research for this, you know, I came across a thing where you talked a little bit about the role of drama in comedy. And I feel in your career you've done a lot of things where I think of Laird on Girls, where it's a funny character, mm-hmm. but it's based in drama. You don't seem to shy away from the idea of being able to do both, to be able to do drama to get to comedy, or do comedy that has drama elements. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, as far as, you know, what you were saying for the first part of that, you know, I have talked about that before, where that's just kind of what I gravitate towards as far as what I like to do personally, as far as the performance stuff, the shows that I like to do, like Delocated, even Neon Joe, and certainly John, this show, the Gear Show, they all are grounded in this kind of dramatic place, and all the comedy comes from the drama and what we like to call the stupidity. So, or all the stupidity comes from the drama. So I just, you know, that just appeals to me. I kind of like rooting and grounding things in that place and then letting it all kind of go from there. It doesn't mean that I don't, you know, don't dislike doing, you know, broad stuff and physical shtick, you know, and whatever. I just happen to have done these three shows, and that just appeals to me as a sensibility. So, but I've always liked doing it, and, you know, thankfully there's an audience for it, and even just similar to these other answers, I hope I can continue to do so.
When I look back and I think back to Pinata Full of Bees back in Chicago, and even some of the clips that Second City has put online from that show, there are elements that, you know, there is this deep breath, if you will. There's you know, not every line is sort of going for a joke. The stuff that you're in, I'm thinking about the scene with the wheelchairs. This is a good example of yeah. One that, you know, there's a good stretch in that scene for a minute or so where there's just not even an attempt at a laugh. You're really trying to set the scene, the dramatic elements in that scene. So it's something that seems to be with you for a long time, over 20 years.
Yeah, certainly the wheelchair scene and song is a really good example. Some of the other stuff in Pinata, I mean, I just enjoy it. I guess I found what I liked and tried to hone in on it, and I've been lucky to get to do it.
You know, I mentioned it's one of the best shows, and continues when critics look back on the history of Second City, they look at Pinata Full of Bees. We had Scott Adson was on the show talking about the same thing, this idea that what Second City was doing before Pinata Full of Bees is much different than what they've done after Pinata Full of Bees. Do you think back to that show and think about it as being groundbreaking or doing something different with the medium?
Well, we certainly did something different, and we set out to do something different. I mean, I don't want to admit to necessarily call it groundbreaking, you know, maybe for Second City, but even, I don't know, it's a very different style that they'd never done that before. Some people were not into it. Some people didn't want to do it and weren't crazy about it. It was a really good show. I was very, very proud of that show. You know, I think it was just a group of people, including the director, that really all started with Tom Giannis. You know, he really wanted to do something different and wanted to assemble a cast that was on board with that. And it was a really cool thing to get to do. I was just so excited to get to be doing a main stage show and then to get to do that style of show with that group of people, the cast. I mean, it was a great experience, and I don't think they've stuck with it. I think they've kind of – I haven't seen a show there in a long time, unfortunately, but I feel like they've done some of the more traditional review-style shows and cabaret style. But, you know, it's not like we didn't like that old style. I think we just wanted to do something different, and – I'm glad we did, for good or bad. I know it got a lot of critical praise and all that, but I just, you know, for me it was more, we did a really good show, and I'm proud of it.
Comedian John Glazer, his show John Glazer Loves Gear is up on True TV right now. Also, you know, born in Detroit, But came to Chicago at some point to start Second City for the show Pinata Full of Bees over 20 years ago, 1995. John, thanks so much for taking some time out. It was a pleasure to talk to you.
Of course. Thanks for having me. And always good to talk Chicago.
That's right.